This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We get a quarterback now? It's that simple. 216-474-0092. I mean, there's other folds to this, obviously, with Myles Garrett signing with the Cleveland Browns long term. But are we getting a quarterback now, number two, or possibly even number one? Are we moving up to number one to get a quarterback? I say yes. I say it's a done deal.
You think it's a done deal that they're moving up to one?
Yeah. Oh, no. Pardon. No. Either one or two. I think that they like Shedeur Sanders and or Cam Ward, and they'll take either one of those, and we'll see where it goes.
So take me into...
And there's positives and negatives with either.
You know, it's what I heard some people saying yesterday, that this means they're definitely all in. Now, we've thought, this show has thought for a long time, that was the case. Why do you think yesterday, do you think Miles...
It just cemented it. Well, it just cemented...
Because
if, you were to trade Miles before the season or before even the draft, you're like, okay, well, anything can happen now. Because you could say... White flag to the season. We'll begin a build. If you are trading Myles Garrett now, if you were trading him, you don't need to take a quarterback. You don't need to do that. You could always say, hey, to hell with it. But I think now it's he could have, if he wanted to, because it's an argument, well, because people say, well, it's about money. He could have just said it was about money. And it could have been an opportunity going, hey, it might have been about money, but it also could have been a chance to play with one of these other teams that were out there. And there are some people who have some very nasty attitudes towards Myles Garrett this morning. We had a couple callers in, but most of them were pretty positive so far. There's some people who have some pretty nasty attitudes because they didn't like that he went through the media car wash that was at the Super Bowl at Radio Row and said all those things. And it was not that he said nasty things about the Browns even or Browns fans. He didn't say anything nasty about Browns fans or even the Browns, really. It was the courting from the other teams, the openly talking about other teams that rub people the wrong way. Well, now that that's all done, we want to go, well, it's just about money. But it still could have been about what are you doing to put this thing together and maybe holding them accountable and getting your money?
Because
I don't think that they would, real quick, I'm sorry. I don't think that they would just say, hey, we're doing this a quarterback. All right, trade me. Would they say that to a player? No. Not all that.
I would love to know, Kenny, at this stage, because a lot of people now are like, oh, Miles didn't mean anything. He just wanted the money. It wasn't about money. We have a clip that we played to start the show, you know, straight from the Super Bowl where he's talking about it's not the money, it's not the money, it's not the money.
This is all about football. It's not about money or getting attaining another contract. Just want to play meaningful football at the end of the year, be playing it late into January. And into February and having that feeling of holding that trophy.
All right, that was from the Zach Gelb show. So I don't know what to believe and what not to believe with Miles now, because obviously we ran with his comments since the Super Bowl. We ran with his comments every day, and we were doing Sports Talk Radio as if we believed a lot of what he was saying. Maybe not everything he was saying, but a lot of what he was saying. So I ask you now, do you still believe that Miles signed this deal with Andrew Berry formulating a plan that Miles signed off on? Or is it all about the money? Was it just the money and Andrew Berry, nothing changed? with any of what he disclosed as much as he could about the future of the Browns?
I think it's probably more the secondary situation. Because I don't think he's going, because when you say that, it makes it sound like they're hand in hand. Like Miles is now going to start sitting in on the meetings about what quarterback they're going to get in free agency here and all that stuff.
He did say he'd help recruit, even though the big free agents are all basically off the board already.
Well, yeah, I mean,
but yeah.
Bigger free agencies for what? Well, quarterbacks?
Just in general. Because that was in the statement yesterday, right?
Because he can help do that, but at the same time, like when you're talking about quarterbacks, it's like, well, do I really need Myles Garrett to go fly on a plane to go get Daniel Jones of all people?
But I ask you the question, Kenny, only because you said now what I think a lot of people are thinking, which is, oh, they're definitely going to draft a quarterback now. So are you saying that based on this struggle that was, you know, mediated and where we had an outcome
because
yesterday?
Because he might not have liked it. He might not have liked whatever they would or wouldn't tell him. But I think you get to a level of this is the truth of the matter. And I think that everybody had to examine the truth. Now, I don't think that they actually met. I'm not sure. I know that what the report was from Tom Pelissero, but it could have been, listen, I can't trade you. If I trade you, then it's over. I get this year and this year only, and that's it. We can't trade you. It just makes us a worse football team. But you being on this football team makes it a better situation for quarterback A or quarterback B, whoever they take in the draft, and then trying to move on from there. And it's an extension where, all right, can you get to 9 wins this year? All right, we'll see. Probably not, but we'll see. But this is only as of right now. Maybe things will change here after March 10th. The tampering period starts today at noon, quote unquote. I think there's so many things that are left to unfold that I don't think it's very smart to go shooting your mouth off about what's going to happen or what's not going to happen other than, yeah, they're going to take quarterback. And I think that they're locked in. And I think it's more than likely Shedeur Sanders. I think you should get comfortable.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Comfortable with either one. But I'll tell you what, if Cam Ward, if you move up for Cam Ward, like why wouldn't Tennessee just want Cam Ward? Unless this is just, they're both, there's conversations about both these guys, how good they are going to be. If you were going to start to play in the shadows, this is the year you would play in the shadows. Like, you wouldn't have done this in the Andrew Luck draft or any of the other drafts or anything like that. Like, you could see them doing something like this, especially with a new GM. Maybe the new GM just wants to punt on this season. It's not his problem. He wants to get more picks. He wants to start with the build. He wants to go into the future. They could always do that. The Browns are in a different spot. So I think that's for grabs now. I don't think that they're going any other direction. I think that going up to one is more likely than taking a non-quarterback at number two. And I think that this helps clear that up for everybody, because if he's so focused on quarterback, sounding like Miles is, well, then I think you got your answer on this. 216-474-0092. Andre in North Carolina listening on the Free Odyssey app. He's next up on the Fan.
Morning, boys. How we doing?
Doing okay, Andre. Go ahead.
All right, so I'm kind of going back to the Miles thing. Yes, I do think we're taking a quarterback at one or two, but on Miles, one thing I haven't heard talked about is, they kind of went about it as an NBA-type trade, right? Trade me no matter what. But like your point with the $30 million dead cap this year, they couldn't do it. One thing they could have had been talked about in the background is Andrew Berry saying, hey, we're not going to trade you. And once he was convinced of that, he could say, guess what? You have choice A, be the highest non-quarterback in the league, or choice B, you know what? You're going to play out at least six games the next two seasons, and then guess what? We can franchise you 2 years. So do you want to become public enemy one in Cleveland, or do you want to be the highest played non-quarterback in the NFL?
Well, I don't think he would have been enemy number one, but I get what you're saying. I think a lot of people would have just put it on the Browns, considering the history. But it makes it an easy decision because it's like, well, you could, because if he wanted to, Andre, like he could have done the Barry Sanders, Calvin Johnson thing. But if you're telling me I could stay around for an extra $40 million a year and you expect him to play at a high level, well, then that's no decision at all now, is it? You'll get the extra $40 million a year and you'll take a whack at this thing knowing that you're a very, very highly paid player. You and multiple generations of your family are now set for life, even though you already were, you're really set now. And that, hey, we'll see whether or not we can be winners here. And if they have put together a good plan, they'll do it.
And to your point, and negotiate a non-trade clause. So if this comes back up in a year or two, he gets to kind of handpick his next one.
Bingo. I think that non-trade clause, I think that's a bigger deal than what we've made of it. I mentioned it earlier today, Andre, and thank you for the call. I think it's a bigger deal. Because if you have a no-trade clause, like there were so many people, this could, guys, I hate to say, I wish it was all over and this is all hunky-dory. It would be probably a bigger hit next year. I got to see how the spot track figures out. We got to get Jack Duffin involved and all the other stuff. But, man, I'm telling you, you can't tell me that, hey, five wins is possible this year, and that would put it right back out there on the deck. You ain't going to get two first-round picks. Can you get a one? Okay. And if we go right back down this road, then there are so many of the people are going to dust off the argument of, well, just trade him to any terrible football team we want to. Well, if he has a no-trade clause, that puts power in his hands. And so you ain't just going to trade me to the Jets just because the Jets are crazy and you want to stick it to me. Or Jacksonville or whatever crazy team is out there. So this makes it a little bit more different now. And so that power, I think, does matter a lot to Myles Garrett. Plus $40 million a year. I'm fine with saying it's about the money. I don't begrudge him for it being about money.
See, yeah.
I wish he would have said it was about money, but I don't think that that's all
it was. So that's the only thing I wonder, if Miles and Clutch, what they were able to extract out of this, out of putting everybody through what they put everybody through, including Miles burning some bridges with fans. What were they willing to endure, and what did they get out of it? And that's the question we'll never know. The Browns are never going to tell us. Nobody's going to tell us, oh, here's what changed materially in the contract negotiations. Here's what changed. The no trade clause, okay. But you wouldn't have gone through all that just for a no trade clause, right? You would have done it for way more money. And I guess they waited out the Max Crosby situation, and he ends up getting like $30 million more guaranteed than Crosby.
You want to know how much Liz doesn't care about sports, by the way? So one of my sons is going to wear his number 95 jersey to school today. And she said he wanted to. And I said, well, Miles signed an extension yesterday. And she goes, how long did he sign? That was really nice of him. It's charity. That's what he did this for.
Here
you go, baby. Super Bowl! Super Browns! Yeah!
I saw two,
really nice of him.
Two parents with Miles Garrett jerseys yesterday at the playground, and one of them wasn't Al Saunders. Yeah.
Well, you said it. Last time we've been happy as a fan base, November 21st. That's a hell of a long time ago. You were right about that.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.